I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Deirdre O'Kane podcast with SJ and Eva B, our three-way Zoom podcast from Dublin, London and Madrid. And our last one from Madrid, as SJ is about to head for the United States of America. Thank you for joining us. Jesus, lads, I've been practicing the positive thinking. Something I've been trying to conquer for 20 years now.
How's it going?
It's a daily thing. It's about a daily practice.
Yeah.
Now, we've had these conversations before about the meditation and all. Like, it's a day when I don't do it, I lapse into the cynicism and I fall off the wagon. I always feel like I'm falling off the wagon. I have to get back on. But it's a daily thing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We have spoken about this before, but I am still curious as to when, because we've spoken about the inner critic before, haven't we? And how hard we can be on ourselves, and how, you know, we always think of ourselves in a negative way before we think of ourselves in a positive way. And I'm curious as to when that starts. When is that? Because we're listening to our parents are doing it to them. So like, is it sort of, you know, or is it a losing battle, so to speak? You know, it's the start of a very young age where just that's what people do, and we grow up listening to it.
Well,
or at what point in our lives is it? The teenage years? Like, when do we become so critical of ourselves? When does that happen?
Well, it's interesting because Dan is about to leave primary school. Okay, so he's 12. He's got his graduation on Friday. And they, because we can't attend, because there's still COVID, the graduation is happening over Zoom. So he had to record himself. They did a little interview with each child for the graduation. Well, when he saw it back, he was not happy. He said, "My voice, I didn't know I sounded like that. And my hair, I hate my hair. I look ridiculous and I hate the sound of my voice." And it was his first experience of seeing and hearing himself where he was, you know, self-conscious, self-aware, and he's 12, about to be 13. And I thought that must be when we start.
That's when we start.
Yeah, we're very conscious of how we look. Like, he got an awful shock. Mm. He got an awful shock about the hair and the voice. He hadn't heard his own voice before, and he wasn't happy.
Well, was he not looking back? Remember when he was putting himself on tape? Was he conscious of that?
No, because he didn't watch it back.
Okay.
He didn't watch it back. So they must have shown them in the class what they filmed, and he got an awful land. And I said, of course, I couldn't help saying, "Welcome to my world of religion."
Oh, Jesus.
You still want to be an actor? Let's think about other things. But anyway, yeah, I just thought, okay, it's beginning. And all year, for the last few months, it's all very much been about the hair and particular shoes, particular socks.
But he's got gorgeous hair. The hair, the making of him, those curls.
A lot of it was cut off yesterday. He's got a little bit left at the front.
Hitting me.
No, because it had turned into a big fro. Now it is too, he needs real specialist cutting. Like, I can't take him into a barber or anything. So Susie, my local hairdresser down in Fusion in Dunleary, she's fabulous with them. They have a real little connection, and she knows how to cut curly hair. You know what I mean? So she takes great care with them. But yesterday he was saying, "It's just too much, Susie." And she said, we'll go at it. So there's quite a bit gone, but she left the front bit. So, but anyway, listen.
It's terrible, isn't it? Do you think that was there a moment maybe when they were looking at the video, all of them together? Were they all making comments?
Do you know what? I'm not actually sure whether they just showed him back individually his bit or whether they watched them in front of the class. I'd say individually, because it's like some kids wouldn't have been up for that. Yeah. Let's have a look what you said, because they were interviewed.
Okay.
I have to say, I think it's the most fantastic idea, because I'm going to have that forever.
Yeah.
And I might not have asked the same questions that they'll have asked of him.
Yeah.
You know, I think they've asked him, you know, "What do you think you want to be? What are your memories of Metnus, of your primary school?"
Yeah.
And that's, I wouldn't have had that. It is good. Yeah. It is good because, you know, with Holly's, we just all arrived and were there and they sang a song, you know, yourself, like a little concert. Then you shoot it on the video, but you don't, you're trying to hone in on your child.
Yes.
There's 100 children and you're trying to get the zoom on your lens to get in to see the face of your child. So this will be quite different. I think, you know, we'll have it.
It is. It's
and lovely. They also, they talk to other people differently than they talk to you.
Yeah. Oh, true. Of course they do.
So we're all booked for the graduation on Friday. It's a live Zoom. I don't know whether they're going to feed in these individual, they might have edited these individual interviews and put that into it.
Yeah.
But we'll also see them singing their song live and the headmistress saying thank you all. And
yeah, it's very moving. It is. It's very, very moving.
Yeah. I'm always emotional when they're leaving, you know, a school. Yeah. It's like, again, and I'm leaving that school for good. I had Holly there as well. So I won't be going up to that primary school again, you know, and it's it's the goodbyes, and it is an end of.
Yeah. Like I walked Lewis up to school today. Now he does have camp. Thank God for fucking that's another thing. Jesus, what am I going to do without Spain and the camp? There's camps all during Christmas, all during Easter. Oh my God, it's just such a gift. But we were walking up to school, today's his last day, and it's the same thing. I think it's probably more emotional for us though, because we put more weight and on the memory of the walk there and the school, and this is the last time, more so than them, because
we're aware they're not aware
the
end of everything.
They've got other thoughts on their minds, other worries, other preoccupations, like my hair. Not my hair, Dan's hair.
I mean, Dan
although I had preoccupation with my hair so much, I chopped it all off yesterday.
I love it. You look gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
Pixie face.
How many from his class are going to be in his new school?
None. Not one.
Oh, really?
Mm. So it's a huge... Yeah, and I tell you something else. The leap is going to be way bigger than he realizes. I mean, you know, now when we went to secondary school, the teacher came into your classroom. Now they have to pick up their bag and move. It's a big school. You get up, you move. Every single class is different. You know, you have a new teacher for every subject, but you're on the move constantly and everything has to come with you. And they've an awful lot to remember. I mean, they put way more on them than we had. The teacher just came into our room. It was much easier going. It is way tougher now. And the day is long. It's intense. The classes are an hour. They used to be 40 minutes. He's going to have homework. He's going to have training after school every day. So he won't get home till 5 o'clock. He's going to be shattered. That child has been used to getting out at 2:15 and going into the little after school's dinner till 3, or you know, I got him whatever after school activity, I got him there to 2:15 most days with extra activities. But you know, his life is going to change dramatically, and they all say by Christmas they are on their knees, they're shattered, wrecked. Holly was I'll never forget that first term of secondary school. Holly was wrecked. Couldn't get her up in the morning. It was torture. Yeah. But anyway, he's really, really ready. He has outgrown primary school. He's understimulated and he needs.
Has he?
He needs more.
Yeah.
So it'll be intriguing. But for me, it means that I'm hoping the PlayStation will be gone from Monday to Friday, because the day will be so long and he'll have homework. So there just won't be time for it. So for me, this is going to be, you know,
life-changing.
But I wanted to ask you if you can remember. Do you remember leaving primary school?
No, I have no memory of it whatsoever.
You see, I don't think they did graduations for us.
No, they didn't do graduations. No, they didn't do. I remember leaving primary school. They didn't do. There's no graduate. The graduation is a new thing. I remember in the States when we were there in LA, my niece had her graduation from the preschool, you know, and Ellie was like, I'm not going to that. I think that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
There's graduation from preschool. There's graduation from the crash.
And he says it kind of diminishes the significance of an actual graduation from high school and graduation from college. But I remember it was like a community games with our school and another school. It was a big day in the park with races and relays, and that's what we did. And it was sunny. I remember it was sunny because it's Kerry, so unpredictable, but we got a great day. And I remember the excitement of that. And I remember seeing a boy for the first time with fresh eyes and went, absolutely. Hello, I'm 12, but who's that? geez, I'll never forget that day. Yeah. But that's kind of all I remember from it.
My memory of sixth class is strong for one reason only. Grease, the movie, came out that year.
Oh.
And do you remember how huge Grease was? Like in my life, Grease was enormous. No, but
Grease, the movie didn't come out that year. I was singing songs from Grease, the movie when I was three.
Well, I'm telling you now, Grease, the movie came out because I'd never remember. You're like 7 years younger than me. You're like five, or is it, I'm hoping it's a bit less, six or here, five, oh, but I don't think
it's seven.
1978 it came out.
Okay. I was born in 68, so it would have been 10, 78. Well, it might have been a good bit longer. Yeah. 11, I think it would have been 11, yeah. So it was like, you know, in our day when we were little, you saw a movie once. There's no DVDs. There's no now what we have with our kids. You can watch the film 10 times. And I remember the queue for the cinema. There was a queue around the block. And like, I'd never seen that before. I'd never seen a queue for the cinema around the block. It was a blockbuster had actually only been invented. Quiz question. Can you remember, do you know the first film that created the word blockbuster?
Star Wars.
No.
No.
Jaws.
Oh, Jaws.
Steven Spielberg. They queued around the block. And the phrase was coined a blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
Yeah, it was Jaws. Good bit of trivia.
Every day is a school day. So look at anyway, I remember queuing around the block in Drogheda for the cinema. Oh my God, it blew my mind. But I think again like that age, fresh eyes. I was looking at John Travolta and the thing, and it was obviously doing something to me that I wasn't aware of. It was thrilling. I remember being thrilled by it. And the other thing was, so you couldn't see the film again, but you could watch Top of the Pops, and the songs were hits on Top of the Pops, and the videos were, the excerpts from the film. And Jesus, Mary and Joseph, I was glued to the Top of the Pops to try and see a bit of Grease. And one of my strongest memory, though, of the class is that I was able to buy the book of Grease with the screenplay kind of printed on the inside, and I directed a production of Grease in the classroom. I told them all what they were playing, what they were doing.
Who were you? Were you direct? Were you in it? You had to have been in it.
Honestly, I must have been. I'm sure.
You must have been Sandy, for God's sake.
I must have been. I can't imagine I would have not.
No, she's much more of a Rizzo, isn't she?
Rizzo, you'd have been Rizzo.
Now, later in life, I remember only wanting to play Rizzo. I thought I was Rizzo, sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I can't remember what I got. I think I must have cast myself, whatever the lead was, Sandy, I suppose. But yeah, that's my strongest. I think that's the reason I really remember sixth class. Yeah.
Because of Grease.
I remember doing a lot of handstands as well. Handstands. I spent a lot of time perfecting handstands. I'm doing now. But nobody made a fuss about his leaving.
No, not
things
at all.
Weren't emotional then.
No,
they didn't do emotion, the way we do.
Yes.
And I'm
nothing's
always,
indulged. No,
and I'm always trying to, it's not even so much indulged. I'm always trying to reinforce the memories.
Yes.
Like, I want you to remember this, so I'm going to...
Indulge.
What did you say? Indulge.
I'm going to indulge.
Every day this week I'm going, it's the last Monday of primary school. It's the last Tuesday of primary school. everything is the last of the week. So that he'll remember. He's like looking at me going, yeah, I get it. Like, I get it.
How is Lewis feeling about the move now that things are in boxes and it's obviously feeling very real?
Absolutely fine. He's so fine. Yeah.
Is he excited?
He is. He really is. Because there's so much to look forward to before we even get to Dublin. We're getting on a plane to go to America, and we're going to be seeing our friends first, and then we're going to New Mexico, and we're going to be staying in this fabulous house, which he's seen the photos, so he's like, get me to that house.
Yeah, and that's the way to do it with kids. They have no sense of what you're going through. You're leaving your home in Madrid after 4 years, but he's just on to the next happy thing. That's the way to do it.
It is. It is, exactly. And if we're okay, he's okay. And that's always the case. And we're okay. You know, the house is practically empty. You know, I was just saying to Eva just a little bit ago that I have done a pre-pack of everything so that there's no surprises. So I have signs all around the house where everything is going. And then in the guest room, I have all of the carry-on. So Dad's carry-on, Mom's carry-on, Lewis's carry-on. Because with Air Portugal, you can only bring 8 kilos in your physical carry-on. And 8 kilos for me is my microphone and my computer. And that's it. So nothing else can go in. And then Ellie, you know, obviously he has his computer and all the hard drives that, you know, with all of our work that adds up. So Lewis, he's going to be our mule for all the overspill. But I was saying as well a little while ago that, you know, he's suddenly started to go, oh no, like he wants to finish all of the books that he hasn't finished. And so there's great panic. I want to bring that book. I'm like, you can't. And it's, which is great that he's feeling attached to the books. But last night he was like, the recipe book. I only cooked 2 recipes. I'm like, exactly. We haven't used it. It's going to Elise. She likes to cook, you know?
He suddenly had this 22. I know, it will be different.
He suddenly had this penchant, like he was like a master chef.
But I'm a cook.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Last week kind of was epic in lots of ways, but the friends, they'd been saying, oh, you know, we'll have a goodbye thing for you. And I was like, no, please, no goodbyes. I just want us to have a normal week and we'll just do the goodbyes as they come. We don't want to have a big fanfare. It's not the end. It's just au revoir. And they're all like, okay. And then after school on Tuesday, my friend Amaya said, will you pick up her too? And I said, yeah, of course, no problem. And I said, I'll take them down to the park. And she said, bring them to Dos de Mayo, which is the local plaza. And you can get an old beer there while the children are playing in the park. So it's always very so
very
I said, yeah,
civilized.
No,
very civilized.
And then it wasn't that sunny. And I said to my other friend, let's just stay in the park here. And she said, no, let's go to Dos de Mayo. And anyway, long story short, went down. Fucking surprise party.
Oh my gosh.
Lads, I was on edge to begin with. And it turned out to be exactly what I needed. Like it was the girls and just, they made this video for us, like with all of the photos and they had like, they had arranged all the children to...
Look at her, she's so emotional, Esther.
Oh, love. Oh, it love. Is emotional. Oh,
it's
darling.
It's really hard, yeah.
It is, These people have been in your life for 4 years.
And lovely, lovely people too. Just great friends. Like us, we'd be here when you get here.
Yeah.
It's just so thoughtful. Like, and they got him this book with, it was a Don Quixote de la Mancha book. It looks like a proper Don Quixote book.
And I can't cope. I'm gone.
I know. And then like you open the book and it looks like the real thing. And you open it up and blank pages. And they had all written letters and all the little children had drawn pictures and like no, Lewis.
And was one part of your brain thinking, there's no room in the bag for another book.
I had to put it in the box. I put it in the box. But it was so thoughtful. So moving. And, you know, I actually didn't think I had any more tears in me after Tuesday. But it, obviously just seeing the two of you. But it was really good. It was very cleansing because, you know, when you're kind of on edge and, you know, I can go at any time.
Yeah.
And it kind of, it allowed me to do that. You know, it was.
And you needed to.
I needed it. And
but SJ, do you know what I think the difference is from previous moves and what makes it harder? Lewis is a little bit bigger.
Sure.
So whenever you moved before, he was only a tot and a toddler, and you don't have all the goodbyes to his friends.
But also, we were here for 4 years. It's actually the longest place Ellie and I have ever lived together. You know, it's been more of a home than any of the other homes. We've lived so many different places, so many apartments, so many houses. And those years are very formative, you know, for Lewis from age, he was 2 years, 9 months, I think, when we moved here. And so we're leaving and he's 7. So they're just big years. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
They're his childhood years and they're your memories of his childhood as well as his memories of his childhood. I know. I was the very same leaving London. I was exactly that. Yeah. I thought this is primary school, this is my children's memories.
I think it's gorgeous that the friends did that, and I think it is important to have that release. You feel cleansed. It's important to acknowledge that feeling and that loss and to honor it by having the moment where the tears do come and you do say big goodbye. You know, it's necessary, I think.
It's just the end of a very special period for us. You know, we've really got so much from being here in this city, and they're just such great people. Yeah.
So that marks the end of episode 12, which is therefore the end of our first season of our podcast. I want to just thank you all so much for listening, subscribing, supporting us, giving us 5-star ratings, etc. And, you know, just for being you. We're not going to take a break, by the way. We will be back next Thursday. But we just want to mark the end of the first season, which is 12 episodes. And therefore, we thought we would give you a little listen to our bloopers, which are essentially the first time that we tried to record a podcast. I, being so technologically inept, basically couldn't get my shit together, and the girls couldn't hear me. I had such a poor laptop.
No. You don't want to. Less is more. Don't say a word.
I really miss getting direction from you, SJ. Okay, go. Press play. Plugged in the microphone. Can you hear me? I can't hear you.
You can't hear us now?
Can't hear us?
No.
Can you not?
Okay. I'm doing something wrong. I've unplugged it again.
Let me see now.
Yes, I'm doing something wrong.
Okay, so.
Do you know, I'll try the other side.
Yeah.
And see if that's any better, shall I?
Okay. Hold on, let's see. Here we go.
I'm here, you know, but I've unplugged the speaker. I've unplugged my mic.
Okay.
So are you?
There's also a noise, Dee, coming from.
Yeah, that's the cheap laptop. This, we just have to put up with it today. It's like
somebody outside of this
taken off. So now, if I plug in my microphone, well, we're going to try and record a bit. Somebody's going to have to talk me through this, what to do. Hold on now. Should my headphones be plugged into the mic and not the laptop? Now, should I put back on the headphones and try the mic, or will I just forget it?
Try it once more.
Okay.
How's that?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, cool.
And you can hear me.
Okay.
And there's the mic. Okay. So, that's better than nothing.
Yeah. Wonderful. Hi, girls.
Hey.
Hi. Dave. Just went down.
I have to say, also, the reception in the office out there, do you have a Wi-Fi repeater? Do you have a repeater?
I don't even know what you're saying. I don't understand.
I don't either, actually.
And if you repeat it, we
see I'm trying. I am trying. Oh, I've just squeezed the sponge thing onto my microphone. Has that made any difference? Look at the fucking size of it now. Here, give you a laugh. There you are.
It's fucking ginormous.
Yeah, that's it.
It's like, what was that kids' show? Mally's Mallet? What was that?
These are all the rage, Eva. This is meant to be a studio effect. Much more importantly, has it made any difference now that it's gone on?
We can't tell over the noise of your laptop, love.
Yeah, we can't tell because of your generator on your machine.
So funny, the laptop. Just, it sounds like to take off. You're gonna
I'll
take
stop.
Off.
Sure, I do a Zoom with a couple of other friends and they're just going, we can't hear you now, Dee, because your lawnmower has come on again. Totally ridiculous.
Oh yeah, it is. Your connection is dodgy.
She comes.
Fucking disastrous. It's a podcast you're wanting to do, is it?
Spiritual game podcast.
You tell you what. So Holly's. What? This is the Spiritual Game podcast show, is it?
Oh my god, this is so bad.
Is it because
I can't hear anything?
You can't hear a thing now.
Nothing.
Well, you're Jesus. Coming and going a lot. The connection is very unstable.
It's unbearable.
The generator is just, it's like torture in my ear.
Torture.
God.
I'm texting himself just to say, any chance you're finished.
Oh, God.
Can you even hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, can hear you now.
There's even a little background noise going on.
Okay, I've texted Steve, but I can do no more. I just say to him, can you? I thought I'd get away with this for today, but obviously not.
No.
I think you might be better off on your phone.
Yeah, well, that was, well, will I do that? Right. I'm leaving. Good, says you, and good riddance. Okay, leave. Right, leaving.
We still got a lovely frozen image of her. I can't tell if she's actually gone. You're still there, Dee. She's gone.
It's like, you know, like, you know, listen. The silence is having like 12 children in the house.
Oh my God. I could not for 2 hours listen to that. It's like she's in the dentist. It's like she's having the noise of root canal. Oh, I'm just glad Jane wasn't in on the Zoom. She'd be like, I need to rethink this.
Very well.
Okay, count me down.
And 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to the first ever.
No, you're way too close, actually.
Okay, fine. That's fine. That's easy to fix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first ever episode of the Deirdre O'Kane podcast with SJ and Eva B. SJ, Sarah Jane Drummy, is in Madrid, my very good friend and actress turned filmmaker. And Eva B for Burr Thistle, my also very, very good friend, is in. Right, that's not good to work.
My very good friend.
So So one's a very good friend and one's a very, very good friend. Either way, it's not equal.
Number one and number two.
Number one and number two. That's what I just called. Well, that's it, folks. That's our first ever episode. Thank you. Thank you and go fuck yourself. It just sounds wrong. It just sounds wrong. Fuck yourself, you know.
Oh, no, because... Say this now, go on. Do you know what you're saying? Do you have your line?
This podcast is powered by Acast.
No, it says this podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Oh, this podcast is part of the Acast
Creator Network. This podcast is powered by Acast.
This podcast is part of the Acast, what?
Creator Network.
Creator Network. This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network. Okay, I'm going to try and say it in a humorous way. Ready?
Ready. I'm recording, so say whenever.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator. Oh, fucking
like one line, this, one line.
It's part of the Acast
Creator what? Network.
Creator Network. Creator
Network. Oh, Creator Network.
Acast Creator Network. Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna do three. Three, two, one, go.
This podcast is part of the Acast. Creation. I'd say yesterday thinking that lad you went to see with the money, he's talking a load of bollocks. He's definitely going to get the Alzheimer's.
You're like, I'm grand. I'm not going to get it. I'm grand.
I'm going to get it.
Okay, do it again. One, two, three.
Acast Creator Network. One, two, three. This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Too loud.
Okay, let's just chill the fuck out. Okay.
You know what? Nice, you know what? Also,
have a nice relaxed one. Oh.
You know what?
Why don't you do
I'm
it?
I'm going to do it as well. And I'm going to record Eva doing it, right?
That makes so much sense.
So I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it right now. Okay, ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Perfect for a skill course, Miss Fucking Perfect. This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Winner.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.